Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Senator Peter Michicki wrote a letter Thursday to Governor Mike Dunleavy regarding the need for improved winter highway maintenance in the Silvertip Station Highway Service Area. The September 2019 announcement of the Silvertip Station closure sent ripples through the community that resulted in the senator engaging with the governor and the Alaska Department of Transportation on the reality of the decision with regard to its negative impact to the public safety on the Kenai.
Since the announcement in September of last year of the closure of Silvertip, I've been fighting this issue, and other legislators in the area have obviously tried to help. We've tried the formal approach, and I know the governor is sympathetic about reopening so that we can have adequate winter maintenance on the highway, but nothing's happened yet. So the reason I wrote the letter was kind of a father-to-father appeal to the governor. I purposely left the Department of Transportation off of the letter. I'm asking the governor, as a father of three daughters, I have four, to think about what families are going through right now and to get to the bottom of this, overrule the department, and provide adequate winter maintenance on the Stewart and Sterling Highway.
Senator Michicki also said closing Silvertip didn't really make sense.
Closing Silvertip really hasn't resulted in any savings. The station is still open. It's warm. It's equipped. It has chemicals. And the closure and moving those positions has just resulted in more overtime and less coverage. So what we're asking for is adequate coverage with positions that can efficiently cover the highway, just to provide us with a basic level of safe service that Alaskans demand.
In the letter, Michicki asks that the governor overrule the State Department of Transportation and demand the Silvertip Station reopen with staffing for an adequate level of highway maintenance for the remainder of this winter season. The full letter can be found at RadioKenai.com. In an update to the oil release discovered in Hillcorp Trading Bay production facility on the Kenai, Hillcorp and Cook Inlet spill prevention and response personnel on the site are continuing to recover oil from the containment area. As of last report, 714 gallons of slop oil had been recovered. Response personnel continue to recover oil from the containment area. The oil has not migrated off the facility pad so far. No reported impacts to wildlife or sensitive areas at this time. That's according to Jade Gamble, Cook Inlet and Kodiak Unit Manager for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
This location is in the middle of the facility, which even in the summertime, they don't get a lot of wildlife coming into that area. And so, and most things are bears and things like that are going to be holed up for the winter, but They don't see a whole lot in the middle of that facility because it is loud. They are working those kinds of things. And the other good thing that we have going for us, if you consider any of this good, is that the liner that is there is actually going over the oil. So we have it, birds can't land in it, those kinds of things. So it's actually very protected from wildlife right now.
Additional response personnel are anticipated to arrive on Sunday. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.